Few films have better captured the passion and camaraderie that rock and roll inspires than I Wanna Hold Your Hand. The movie was written and directed by Robert Zemeckis, who later found fame as the director of Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Back to the Future. For I Wanna Hold Your Hand, Zemeckis went back to the past, to Saturday, February 8, 1964, to be exact. That was the day before the Beatles made their American television premiere on The Ed Sullivan Show, and this movie follows the attempts of a group of young Beatlemaniacs to make contact with their heroes. These days, pop stardom is such a complicated yet common thing that it's hard to imagine how simple and unusual an event the Beatles were. It's a measure of how strong this movie is that it manages to recapture not only the hysteria of Beatlemania, but also the ideas and emotions that this rock band stirred up. Zemeckis took his built-in commercial disadvantage, the fact that none of the Beatles appeared in his movie, and turned it into an aesthetic advantage. This is the only rock movie ever made solely from the fans' point of view. And these fans aren't callow sheep, either. Zemeckis captures young people at various phases of obsessiveness. The kids in I Wanna Hold Your Hand sneak into the Plaza Hotel, where the Beatles are staying on the 12th floor. At one point, Rosie, played by Wendy Jo Sperber, meets Richard, a true zealot who has booked a room 5 floors below the Beatles and turned it into a shrine to the Fab Four. In this scene, Richard and Rosie obsess upon their heroes.
Now here, look at this, 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 look at this. This is my masterpiece. You know what this is? This is actually a clump of grass that Paul stepped on. I'm not exactly sure which blade he stepped on, but it's all in there. That's why I got such a big clump.
Oh, wow. Can I have some of this?
What are you, crazy?
Oh, just a little bit. I'll buy it off of you.
No, I'm sorry, but it's not for sale.
That's Eddie Deason as Richard, enacting nerdiness with a precision that no one else has topped. While Zemeckis certainly stretches Beatle fan craziness to comic extremes, he manages to avoid virtually all the cliches of both rock films and teen movies. His teens are real people, not vulgar stereotypes. Not that Zemeckis is above some good vulgarity. Nancy Allen has a terrific solo scene in which, having entered Paul McCartney's hotel bedroom, she very nearly makes love to the neck of his bass guitar. Ever since the assassination of John Lennon, it's been difficult to remember the joy and passion that the Beatles set loose in the world. I Wanna Hold Your Hand will make you remember. Other new video cassette releases include Dead Ringers, director David Cronenberg's psychological thriller, starring Jeremy Irons in a dual role as a pair of very odd, identical twin gynecologists. The movie isn't nearly as violent or gory as many of Cronenberg's films in the past, but that's not a sellout either. This most emotionally complex of the Canadian director's films ended up on a lot of critics' 10 best lists late last year.